Worshippers around the state had to pray from home over the weekend. Under Governor Evers' Safer at Home order, places of worship can still hold services, but there can't be more than 10 people in attendance, and social distancing requirements have to be followed. The order went into effect last week. It's designed to limit the spread of COVID-19. The outbreak comes as we approach the holiest time of the year for Christians. In fact, our next guest, Milwaukee Archbishop Jerome Listecki, has canceled Holy Week and Easter Masses. They're going to be live streamed instead. Many churches, mosques, and synagogues have been moving their services online and finding new ways to keep their communities connected. Archbishop Listecki, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much, John. Thanks.
How difficult a time has this been for the Catholic Church and other religious institutions?
Well, I think very difficult. It's an optic that we almost could never have envisioned, in the sense that when there's a crisis, one of the things that you want to do is you want to make sure the doors of your churches, the mosque, the synagogues are open so that people can gather together and take a tremendous amount of solace from one another. Because of the nature of the virus, the coronavirus, and its contagion, that you're almost endangering those people that you want to bring comfort to. The other aspect I would say is it takes a toll on religious leaders. Religious leaders, by their very nature, want to reach out to their people and to offer that type of comfort. So now religious leaders have to find other ways to extend that comfort. It's not going to be the same, because as we all know, even when you're approaching anything in the world of communication, that the first and the most primary way of communicating is face-to-face, faccio a faccio. And when that's taken away, an essential element of comfort is taken away for many people.
And then you know, this is happening during Lent. Does that make things even more difficult?
Oh, sure. I mean, it's certainly for us. But it's always an aspect. I would say with the over 1.2 million Catholics in Wisconsin and over 600,000 in the Archdiocese of Milwaukee, we have 196 parishes. We don't have a parish that has a celebration that's less, a Sunday celebration that's less than 150, 200 people, and those are the small ones. So when you think about that, we have to in some way envision and abide by that and help people to understand that although their longing is to be there, their zeal is to be there for God, to testify and to witness to their, it's a matter of understanding that your care for your brothers and sisters is important, is equally important at this time, and that care has to be observed. And so we call upon our priests, you know, our pastors, to observe those good restrictions that help people and help us to curb this pandemic.
Well, and then there are all the other events that revolve around churches, things like weddings, baptisms, reconciliation, Bible studies, all of those things that we're used to seeing happen that just aren't happening now.
Not to mention fish fries, which is a big thing for us all throughout the year here in Wisconsin, but also especially during Lenten seasons when we have observances of abstinence from meat, and they become an aspect. The other thing that many people fail to realize is that the parishes, are units of social community gatherings. So besides just the religious aspect of it, there are so many gatherings of groups, of Knights of Columbus, of our ladies. In fact, we were ready to have a Men of Christ conference that I was going to be, and that's 3,000 men come in to the Milwaukee Theater. 3,000 men coming in, and that all had to be canceled because of our care and our concern for others. And these are aspects that bring a lot of strength, personal strength, to individuals. But we convey the fact that we have to understand that at this moment it calls for basically a different response, and as good citizens, we have to go shoulder to shoulder, arm in arm with our brothers and sisters to make sure that we're attacking this pandemic the way it should be.
Jerome Lestecky is the Archbishop of the Archdiocese of Milwaukee. We're talking about how this COVID-19 pandemic is affecting our religious life, our spiritual life. One of the things that we haven't mentioned yet is funerals. We talked about weddings and that sort of thing. What about funerals? You've asked for funerals to be delayed if possible. What do you say to people who've recently lost a loved one and have no idea of when they'll be able to hold a service?
We put on that same restrictions that are put on for all services, that we will go ahead with a funeral service if the congregants can be less than 10. Now, for most of us, we know that that's almost impossible because many individuals, just immediate families, will have more than 10. But we do that because this is something that we know has to be done. However, we will do the rites of the Christian burial. We will do that if it can be maintained under 10. However, what we will do is we will do that type of restricted service with a promise to do a memorial service at a later date when the restrictions are off, so that we can celebrate. For instance, I recently celebrated a funeral mass for Father Alan Summers. Father Alan Summers, a priest of multiple years, many years in the Archdiocese, and I can tell you that when a priest passes on, people from all of the various parishes will come. You'll have as many as 300, 400 people at a priest's funeral, and that's just an average amount. Well, we had less than 10 at this at his funeral. We had his cousins, and then just those, myself, and those immediately who were celebrating, basically the funeral rites. And it was, I can tell you, John, it was very strange. It was strange for me because this is not the norm. This is not the way it is. However, it was so dignified. It was so well done that I almost could hear Alan saying, of course, we've got to do this for the sake of our people. For the sake of our people, we do this. So there is a sense that people understand. They know that this is exceptional. This is not something we normally would do, and they know that that our pledge and our promise to offer a time to memorialize that life at a later date will take place.
Considering the changes you've made, has there been any pushback? How people reacted to what you're doing?
Sure, there's been pushback. I mean, I don't expect any leader at any given time to make a decision and not have pushback. I mean, you're a broadcaster. You know that when you offer opinion, 100% of the people agree with you on your opinion. Of course not. So therefore, there's pushback, and the type of pushback varies. Some people who think that we shouldn't do anything, we should just keep the churches open, and we should continue to do, and that we should just allow whatever happens to happen. And then there is those that want to be more restrictive, to say we shouldn't do anything. Well, we have to find and listen to those people who are. Those individuals who are people of medicine, of science. We have people on the front line. We have doctors and nurses and healthcare professionals, treating people, going to work, not knowing whether they're going to be subjected to being a carrier of the coronavirus. They will do everything that they can, and they know that they themselves are endangering themselves in relationship to sometimes to their families. They're on the front line. We've got to acknowledge it. We've got to do things to support and to help them. So during that period of time, I call upon all of our people that we can, as people of faith, we can do something. And you know what that something is? We can pray. We're believers, so we can pray. We can ask God's intervention. We can pray for the protection of those people who are offering their lives and on the front lines. And we can pray, and we can pray for an end of it. But what are we learning from this? We're learning that we're really a people who are tied together. There's a solidarity among us, and that solidarity has to be expressed in the way we react to this at this time.
Archbishop Listecki, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome, John. Thank you to your listeners.
Jerome Listecki is the Archbishop of the Archdiocese of Milwaukee. We talked with him about how the coronavirus has affected the Catholic Church and other religious denominations in Wisconsin. Listecki recently canceled all public Holy Week and Easter Masses. Instead, those services will be live-streamed from the Cathedral of St. John the Evangelist in downtown Milwaukee.